Welcome to another exciting episode of SME Funding. My name is Lynette Ntuli and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Innate Investment Solutions. And my co-host Kumaran Padiachi, who's the CEO of Spartan, is here. And as always, we try not only to bring you insights, not only to demystify the world of funding, but also to bring you real-life case studies of people who have successfully or unsuccessfully tried the funding route and find out a little bit more about the journey that they traveled and, more importantly, the tips and the insights that they can share with you as you embark on your own journey into the mysterious world of funding. Today we are joined by a guest, Mr. Thabani Lukhwengu of SCE Engineering. And Thabani emailed us and, you know, was interested in the show, but more importantly was interested in how he goes about solving a specific funding challenge that his business currently faces. Kumaran, I'm going to ask you, as we open this conversation with Thabani, just to give us an overview and some context into the funding question that he sent to us.
All right. So to set the stage, we ask people, guests that are coming on the show, just to fill in a form and give us some of the information. We understand that your business, Thabani, is 5 years old.
Yep.
It's a Pty Limited.
Pty.
You're based in Gauteng and KZN.
KZN.
And your annual turnover at this stage is currently 21 million.
21 million.
21 million rand. Mm-hmm. And your financial year end?
It's February.
You have all updated information?
We've got all updated.
Whatever the funders have been asking you, you have all of that.
We've got all the documents needed.
And you're an EPC, which is engineering, which I understand is design.
Yes.
Then procurement, where you're just supplying some equipment. And third is construction, you mentioned.
Yes.
Very quickly, what is roughly, which is the majority of those three areas? Because it does speak to the nature of your business, which can perhaps speak to the need and challenges in funding, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. So what are the three?
So, I mean, like, when you look at the business as a whole, bulk of our work is mainly on procurement and construction.
Okay.
And a little bit on engineering, because we just do our small design and develop our drawings and construction drawings. Okay. But bulk of the work is on procurement of equipment and construction thereof.
Okay. And so worst case, two questions just to set mm-hmm. the context final, is who are your typical customers?
Okay.
Give us a sense of that.
The typical customers is the likes of BP, is Shell, is the breweries, Heineken, is ACI, AL, part of the ACI group,
okay.
And then Transnet, particularly with the TFR, Transnet, the fuel depots. Based off my background and my team's background, because I personally work for both Shell and BP, we tend to focus more on the oil and gas sector.
Okay.
We just wanted to deal with what we know best.
And in the, you mentioned some private sector and public sector. What's the approximate split?
So public sector is only Transnet.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Only Transnet.
Okay.
And within Transnet is just their fuel storage division.
Okay. We can go into the need and challenge.
All right. So, Thabani, you've been in business for 5 years. You're obviously in a very specialized space,
yes,
of engineering and with a focus on procurement and construction.
Absolutely.
Now, you've also previously sought funding in the market.
Yes.
At this specific time and in your business's life cycle, what was the need and what were some of the challenges that you faced?
Okay. Firstly, when we sorted funding, or when we looked for funding at the beginning, we're looking to grow our business so that we can be able to do much more bigger projects that we're doing then. Mm. Then we realized one of the gaps besides the cash flow is the fact that we don't have the right equipment, so that can make us to be more competitive and also to be more efficient when we deliver these projects. So mm-hmm. we specifically wanted a fund to buy certain equipment. If I can be precise, we wanted a TLB, and then we wanted a crane truck because of our own storage, the type of the installations that we do.
Right. And the challenges that you faced, were you successful first and foremost? And how many attempts did you obviously put through in that journey? And were you successful?
Yes, with the first funding we're looking for, we were successful, but I declined the deal or the offer.
You declined the
offer because, I mean, like, it came with... They wanted to be part of the business.
Okay.
So, I mean, like...
So their requirement didn't fit your...
My requirement didn't fit my needs, because, I mean, like, particularly what I wanted, what I said to them, I said, I can go to the bank and still get this money. However, I wanted someone who's going to walk the journey with me. When I've got bigger project of this nature, I can go back to them and then still...
So eventually you got the funding?
For that
truck and the...
No, we ended up funding it ourselves.
Cash?
Cash, yeah.
That's a challenge for all these. You're buying a long-term capital asset which is a long life,
with your short-term cash.
Absolutely. I think that's the other, if ever I can come in again, it's one of our challenges again, because I think the first 3 years, we did quite, not a lot of money, we did make money, and then I took all that money, I bought equipment, I bought machinery.
How much have you invested in all the machinery and equipment?
I can say I'm like almost 4 million.
Cash. How much of that funded?
No, there's no...
No funding on that.
Wow. So
big
this
respect,
is
eh?
Firstly, big respect. But secondly, I think it's quite interesting just what we're pointing out.
Big challenge.
A big challenge that so many businesses face today is funding expansion. Because, expansion, you know the need, but how do you relate the need to what you need to fund?
So you've told us about your past need and challenge. Tell us about the current need, the current challenge. Okay. Then we'll talk about the future.
Okay, sure. So the current challenge is now because we have closed the gap that we had in that first phase of the business. And then when we sat down as a team and then we looked at the development strategy, where do you want to go in the next 3 to 5 years? And then because we had the confidence that we can do much more bigger projects at this moment, and then we tendered for those projects. And then when we managed to get those projects, or those projects got awarded to us, we had a challenge of financing those projects.
How much you need now?
At the moment, I need 5.2 million
For
a specific project, let alone the other projects.
To buy what?
To
buy something?
I need to buy something that I supply to a client.
Okay.
Okay. So after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to delve into Thabani's current challenge in the business, where there is a project that's currently on the go that he needs to fund a specific asset for. And I'm looking forward to just unpacking some of the challenges that he's facing, and Kumaran will certainly get very incisive with his questioning regarding that. We'll be right back. Welcome back to SME Funding. Today on set, we have a guest in studio with us, Mr. Thabani Lukhwengu of SCE Engineering. And Thabani's business is growing, so he's looking for expansion capital at the moment to fund an asset that's required on a specific project. Kumaran is, of course, standing on by with Thabani's application to start to drive some incisive questions around why he needs the funding, what it's going to do. So tune into this, because you really want to hear some of these questions, as will give you a real feel about what funders in the market are looking for.
Thabani, you mentioned your current need is that you have a specific project and you need roughly 5.5 million rand to buy some equipment which you need to on-sell.
Yes.
Then you also mentioned early on that you also have some other projects that are boiling in the
ground. Absolutely.
Are they similar in nature? In other words, to buy some equipment, so they're on the procurement side.
They're on the procurement side.
Right, so you're having to buy some equipment from suppliers who are not giving you terms?
No.
Why not?
The reason for suppliers, they not giving terms, they also a competitor. And a specific supplier, they said, okay, we also tendered on the same projects, so it's better if ever we were supplying the project, supplying the client directly, and then unless you come with your own finance, then we'll
I understand this. You're supplying equipment, so there must be a manufacturer.
Yeah,
and then some dealers, right? So you are kind of, in the procurement side, you're kind of like a dealer. So
absolutely.
I'm talking about, aren't you buying it from the manufacturer?
I'm buying direct from the manufacturer.
And you're competing with them?
I'm competing with them.
Wow.
So that's the biggest challenge as well.
Okay.
So that's it's not funding only. You can see now the dynamics as well.
Right. Mm. So they want money up front, right?
They want money up front before they deliver.
Now, these projects, the one that you have a specific contract for right now, and the ones that are boiling to supply the equipment, what type of customer is it for? Do you know? I don't want you to know the names, but is it a private sector, public sector, manufacturing? Can you tell me that?
Okay. The first one where I just need to buy from a manufacturer.
The five odd million.
Yeah, 5 odd million. It's supplying to the municipality.
Well, a municipality.
Okay. A municipality.
And is that a contract that you've got?
It's a contract.
Signed, awarded?
Signed, awarded.
Dotted everything?
Dotted everything with all the signatures.
Right. And when does the contract state, on what basis will they pay you?
They pay, it's a 30 day, they pay within 30 days after delivery. And then, I mean, like, based on the history of how municipalities pay, I believe they also pay on the 15th and the 30th. So it will depend on the cycle of our invoice.
Right. Yeah. So that's your need?
Yes.
What has been some of the challenges now in trying to satisfy that? What are the struggles?
The other challenges going forward within the business...
No, on this current need.
On this current need.
Yeah, you need us to help you sort out the 5 million, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what have you been struggling with?
Oh, I mean, like, it's to get someone who's going to fund the...
So you've approached some funders?
I've approached them.
They've told you no?
The first one, I'm still on the journey with them.
Right.
However, they told me upfront they can only fund 3 million.
Why?
The reason for that, they said the money that they have is from jobs fund. The other money they don't have. I think there's also whether it's DTI.
Because of their own issues.
Their own internal issues.
So that helps, right? You've got almost 60% of what you need.
They haven't approved it yet. They haven't approved it yet. However, we are on final stages. It's just a paperwork. They've done their due diligence, and we've opened a joint account as well with them.
But they haven't approved it.
We've got a joint account with them already. So,
That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So because one of their requirements was I do a letter of undertaking. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
As long as the account is still within SBA Engineering.
Now, this contract with the municipality to supply this 5 million rand with the equipment, there's a timeline, presumably.
There's a time.
When is the...
July is the cut-off date.
End or beginning July?
End July. That's what they said. However, the interesting thing on my appointment letter, we all know the municipality's financial year end is June. So there's conflicting issues there. I mean, like, if I don't deliver within June, that means municipality have to take that money back, and then I can deliver the equipment. They struggle to because they don't have an allocation.
What other challenges? Have you approached other funders? Other challenges in this current need?
No. The only funder that approaches Royal Fest.
If you reflect on the challenges you've had in the past and specifically in this current need, in your mind, what do you think is the reason why you're struggling to get the funding for this? The one or two or three issues? You need to reflect it in order to succeed, you know, in the next round, right?
Yeah. To be quite honest, when I look at the current problems, and number one, because my business is so specialized, sometimes they don't understand when I explain how I do business. And then they are so used to the typical construction business, building roads, because sometimes when we discuss the project plan, how I'm going to implement it, you can see they're used to that type, number one. And then the other issue, it might be their own internal issues. I don't know.
But nothing else comes to mind.
Nothing to be quite honest.
So let's go this way. What you're needing is, you've got a contract, so you're needing some kind of a bridging finance. It's a temporary bridge, otherwise known as purchase order financing.
Absolutely.
Or contract financing.
Absolutely.
Or bridging finance.
Bridging finance,
Just bide you over from A to B.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So any funder, there's some principles they're going to look like. Ken Tabani, is he good for it? Can he supply the equipment? Is he responsible? Or is he Johnny come lately, right? Presumably, given the dynamics context we've set, you tick a lot of those boxes already. So
exactly.
The next part is the contracting in place? Is it something that is it a done deal? Is all the paperwork in place, you know, between you and the customer? That's something the funder will look
absolutely,
at.
Absolutely.
A third is what is being funded?
Yeah.
If there's an asset versus service, is much better because there's something, even if you don't pay, they can take that asset.
Absolutely.
And fourthly, who is going to do the bridge?
The bridge,
they're bridging you until you pay from the time you pay the supply till the time the customer pays you. So the fourth issue is, who is the customer.
The customer, yeah.
Right. Because there's risk in each one of those four areas.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So now, do you think there's any risk on the customer side? From a funder's eyes?
From a funder's eyes, at the moment, they've done, because I've even opened the lines, I've given them my contacts within the client.
Mm.
So they can talk to them. Obviously, they need to do their due diligence. Otherwise, there might be issues. How did he get this contract? And whether the contract is legit? And then they've done that. We've passed that stage, of which the funder has already gave me confidence. We've done this to such an extent. I'm also going to have a meeting with the supplier together with the funder.
Okay.
So that we also have that, give the supplier the confidence as well in terms of what we're going to do, so that they can also lock their price. Because the quote that they gave me, they will have to change it if ever I don't come with something solid on the table.
So, after the break, Kumaran and Thabani are going to unpack this challenge that Thabani currently faces in his business. But I'm interested in a few questions, including why Thabani hasn't approached your traditional lenders in the market, such as commercial banks. But you'll certainly continue to enjoy this interaction, and we will be right back. Welcome back to SME Funding. Now, before the break, gentlemen, you were really getting into the nitty-gritty of the deal that Thabani is currently working on. And Kumaran was really getting into where and what point it is and why is it working, what's not working. And I'd really like for you to answer one question for me is, Thabani, why haven't you gone to a traditional funder, like a commercial bank? Because, you know, for the audience perhaps at home and even myself, it seems like this is a fairly simple transaction, but it clearly has a number of dynamics related to both the clients, what you specifically need, and also now the supplier.
Thank you. Simply answer your question in terms of me not going to the traditional financiers like the banks. When you look at this particular transaction, because I know what the banks are looking for, and then the risk factor, I think, for the banks, is more higher than going to these funders that have been developed by, others by government, others are by private sector, and then they can do a better due diligence in checking the deals, whether they're legit or they're not legit. However, the bank itself, I saw no reason for me to basically go to them, because I was not going to tick their boxes based on the order number I got from the client.
All right, so you've obviously done a lot of your own due diligence in terms of understanding who you should typically be going to for the type of transactions you're involved in.
Absolutely. I mean, like when you get this a big project, even if before we can even tender, anticipating that we'll get the job, we do our own background checks. I will do our own investigation and due diligence and check when we get the job. Because when we tender, we don't say if, we say when we get the job. How are we going to finance it? You said, no, we're not going to go to the banks because of 1, 2, 3. It's been out there. I mean, people are talking about it. They've been writing about them. And then here are the traditional funders that are helping companies to go forward.
Yeah. Well, I love, first and foremost, the confidence. And secondly, I love the preparedness at the point before you even get the job itself. Kumaran, there is an elephant in the room in this conversation.
Yes.
And we need to point to it and start to work our way through it.
Yeah.
Can you unpack that for us?
Yes, you know, when we spoke early on, I said, what you're looking for is contract or purchase order or bridging finance.
Absolutely.
And then the few elements I went through is how good is your company at delivering? Based on your track record, I would say it's a fairly reasonable risk. Okay. Second is that, what is the nature of the equipment? It's yellow metal equipment. It's something of substance of value. It's okay. Mm. Third is the paperwork all in order. So you can show that and it's all legit and everything fine. Fourth is the customer, because the money has to flow from B back to A, right?
Absolutely.
So then that's where the money is exchanging. Mm. So now, will B pay on time when they say they will pay?
Absolutely.
And generally, when it comes to contract purchase order or bridging finance, that can be a biggest issue.
Absolutely.
Now, you're dealing with a municipality, justifiably, unjustifiably, whatever. It could be there's a concern with funders about that. And I think that's where the biggest, they may not be candid enough to tell you that, Yes. But I believe that's where the biggest part of the perceptional risk,
real or not,
that's something you need to address. That's the elephant.
Absolutely.
So, Kumaran, just on that particular elephant, there's obviously the trust deficit between the financier and the suppliers being closed quite significantly through the due diligence process. But now you're saying that the timing issue based on the final client is actually the problem. How is that then in turn prejudicial to Thabani, who's going to a lender with a valid and seemingly legitimate funding case?
Yeah, you see, the bridging finance is from A to B, right?
So yes.
B, when it says it's got to pay you on that date at that time, there's no negotiation or that has to be done. And if there's past experience that there's not done, funders then say, when it comes to that category, I'm a bit nervous. Justifiable, unjustifiable, I'm not judging it. I'm just saying the reality. Then the funders get nervous. Now, that does a disservice to him.
Unfortunately.
Whereas maybe if it was some other type of customer, that the experience would be different, you know. And maybe this municipality is all fine, no problem. It could be based on they being prejudiced by other experiences with other municipalities. But that's the real issue, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So, based on the fact that this type of work exists, and this particular type of clients, particularly in a South African context, is a client that so many businesses interact with and work with all the time on these type of projects, how does a business owner like Thabani better his chances in spite of the timing issues that he now faces related to his funding?
So, what I would do is that, first of all, awareness of what the real issue is. Helps us to now solve the problem. So test if my hypothesis is right. In other words, you've got to ask your funders you've been approaching, listen, tell me if this is the real issue or not. Once you know that, now you can start closing the gap. So what you do is you've already got the supplier on sides, right?
So that's it.
So if you get the supplier and the funder sitting together, which you said you're doing,
yes,
that already starts making them comfortable and close any risk payment gap. So there's a funder, supplier can see, okay, there's a funder in place and whatever you. Next thing on the customer, meet the person that signs or authorizes the payment on the admin side.
Absolutely.
Tell them the challenge that you're having. Ask them if they could come to a meeting, or you could bring your funder and supplier to the meeting, or ask them for some kind of undertaking that just goes a bit further to give that extra level of, to say, okay, this customer is a little bit different from what we're experiencing on the other side. I've been made. So you tighten up all the stakeholders and all the gaps. And so people are not making, a funder doesn't make a worst case assumption based on past experiences. That's one thing I would suggest. And one final thing, a trick, you know, you've got 4 million rand worth of equipment that you've paid for cash that is freehold. So now you're buying, you need funding for 5.5 million rand worth of new equipment temporarily, but you've also got 4 million of freehold. So now you can go to a funder and say, listen, I need the 5.5 million. Yeah, I've got the a client that has tightened up the process, the supply on that side. However, I'm also going to give you collateral of the 4 million rand freehold equipment. So if anything goes wrong, you can take the new equipment of 5.5 million plus the older one of 4 million and auction the whole lot. Surely you'll get 5.5 million.
Oh yeah.
But you can't ask that of a traditional funder, but a non-traditional funder you can. But still, it's something that gives them comfort. Now you're trading with what you got to try and make them more comfortable.
Yeah. I think over and above, I mean, like we on our construction business, I mean, like we've got order numbers that would be almost a value of more than 4 million as well, that we can show this is what is going to be coming in the next few months. However, that money is going to come to us as well. They don't have a control of that at the same time.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Thabani, and thank you to you, Kumaran, as well. This week, we won't have a tip of the week, because the whole time, the elephant has been in the room. To our viewers at home, please keep in touch with us via social media and, of course, on the website where you can watch previous episodes of SME Funding. And feel free to email us as well with your further insights, your inquiries. And just like Thabani, perhaps you have a burning question that you feel we should answer on the show. Until next time, thank you and continue watching SME Funding.